Hi everybody, this is Tracy Malone, the founder of NarcissistAbuseSupport.com. Today I've got a Tip Tuesday, quick tip for you. A lot of people ask me, did they ever really love me? Because it really feels like it's kind of all fake now. And the reality is, despite the fact that it felt like love to you, they were just acting. The whole thing was just a big fat lie. It's like a con man coming in and just creating this fake relationship, this fake facade to kind of capture you. And once they capture you, then they've got you and the whole facade drops and they're stealing your money. A con job is what I was thinking there. So recently a client said to me that they had heard that their ex was going around town telling people that he never loved her. And it hurt her so much when she heard that. And it was so easy to explain it to her. And I know that this is such a common thing that I thought I would explain it to you. Well, her initial reaction was that he never loved her. And she thought, bullshit, of course he loved me. I've got proof. Look at all the memories. Look at all the things that we did. But the reality is, a narcissist is not capable of loving someone. They're capable of acting like they love someone. And this is the main reason why they move on so quickly. I don't know if it happened to you, but so many victims, like who have been in a relationship or even a marriage, turn around and the next day their wife and their husband are off going away with someone else and jumping into another relationship so quickly. And the reason is because they were never emotionally attached to you the way true love is. True love is something that can't be turned on or off. And healthy people get divorced all the time and they continue on a healthy relationship for their children and their family for the rest of their lives. A narcissist has no interest in, you know, once they've decided that you're off the list, it's on to the next. Except for the, you know, inevitable smears and lies and things that they're going to do to you. But the bottom line is that when you figure out that they're not capable of love and they were just acting, it hurts. I know it hurts. Realization that nobody wants to think about. Nobody wants to think, hey, I've been married for 15 years, 25 years, or whatever it is. No one wants to think about that wasn't real. But hold on to the fact that it might not have been real for them, but it was real for you. And that you're capable of loving, and that you're capable of being human and having real, true feelings and emotions. And if you can, pity them. Think about how sad their life will be. They will never be able to love their children. They will never really be able to love another. When they jump off and all of a sudden you're seeing them taking Caribbean vacations with their new supply, it's not real. It's just love bombing again. They've got to keep up this perpetual act. It's like a hamster wheel. They just got to go next, next, let's keep going. I'll go through the act. I'll go through the love bombing. Ooh, that was fun. Ooh, that was great. Oh, look what I can get them to do. Look how I can control them. And when they do all of that, in the end, there's nothing there. There's no heart. There's nothing inside. So instead of blaming yourself for the fact that they didn't love you, you didn't do anything wrong. You wouldn't have been here today if you had done anything wrong. They would have dumped you a long time ago. You did everything right. You were a good person, kind and loving, and you gave your heart with honesty and sincerity. And so hold on to that. And don't worry about whether they really loved you or not, because the only person you've got to love forever is you. People are made to come into our life and out of our life, and that's just a fact. Not everyone is here for the whole ride. So jump on your next wagon and find self-love and find happiness again so that someday you can have someone else come into your life that will truly love you and will demonstrate that to you every single day of your life. This is Tracy. Visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com. We've got lots of resources. We've got lists of support groups that are in every single city, state in our country. And we've got other countries as well going up on that list. So visit our website, and if you need some extra support, I am here to coach you. So reach out to me. If you're listening to this on a podcast, thank you so much. Please visit my website and have a great day. Thank you.